Going into the weekend, it's the Maria and Chad show here. We're going to figure out what movies are new in theaters, and who better to tell us than our amazing movie reviewess, not reviewer, is that the right way to say it in 2018?
I like that, yes.
Cecily Knobler, good morning.
What happened to Princess?
For a while, it was a Duchess.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with reviewess.
Review-ess.
I don't think anyone's ever been called a reviewess or criticess before.
Well, you have your nose right there in Hollywood. What is hot in the theaters this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what's out, freshly out. There's a lot of stuff coming because we're right at the end of award season. But let's start with Mary, Queen of Scots, starring Saoirse Ronan as Mary and Margot Robbie as Queen Elizabeth. I tend to like historically based costume dramas. Like, I like the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Although in the case of Scottish Mary, I could not understand a single thing she said.
Really?
So, I can't even do the accent. It's so hard. Like, and it's old Scottish, so it's really, like, we're supposed to be watching these two queens fight, right? But, like, for all I know, Mary told Elizabeth her weave was busted, in which case she was in the wrong. She wasn't. I don't know if we should headed her. Spoiler. And yes, I do watch too much Real Housewives. Now, some people are mad, and I'm not kidding about this, because there's a lot of stuff that's not historically accurate, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure Elizabeth never said, hey, Mary, go get me a Diet Coke. Like, that doesn't seem right for the time. Mary never twerked at a ball. But I will say there are a couple of wow moments. Some of it's a little boring, though, and I've seen it done better. It's certainly not a bad film. The acting all around is really great. So I'm going to go above average, but not, like, super high at a C++++++. Like, it's, like, worth seeing, but maybe a matinee.
We need some honesty from you, Cecily. How much money do you have in your purse right now?
Probably about 28 cents.
All right. If you could double that, I would go see this movie.
Oh.
I think it looks like a big pile of garbage.
It's not a pile of garbage. I mean, it's certainly well made. It's good. It's not bad. It just didn't make me do, like, flips.
Okay.
But that would be weird if I just left the theater and started doing backflips.
See, and unlike you, though, I am not into these costume historical...
Oh, you don't like them? Then you really won't like it.
No, I'm going to go see The Grinch again.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But you have another option, which is Ben is Back, starring Julia Roberts as a mother dealing with her addict son, played by the great, if not overexposed, Lucas Hedges. He's in, like, 7 movies this year.
This looks really good.
It did look really good. And boy, did I want to like this.
Oh, no.
It's overacted, overwritten. It starts as, like, a mother-son thing and becomes this weird crime caper. I'm not kidding. I don't want to give too much away, but there's, like, some Lassie moments.
Oh.
I think Julia Roberts can pull off a lot of things. There's a couple things she can't. She can't do an Irish accent. She tried that one time.
Right.
And she couldn't do this. She's wonderful. She's a great actress. This movie had such good intentions, but it's a pass from me. I'm sorry. I'm going D++ on that one.
Oh, no.
I know. I thought it was like Oscar worthy, but, you know, it was supposed to be. But
I think Maria's right then. We go see The Grinch again.
You might. Just so you know, in limited release, you guys might have it, and it's going to be on Netflix, is a film called Dumplin', starring Jennifer Aniston as a beauty pageant mother. I am not going to review the film, just out of kindness, but I will tell you that Dolly Parton wrote the music for it, and I got to meet her, and she hugged me, and I'll send you a picture.
Well, she's got short arms, so I know what a hug from Dolly Parton must have felt like.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Uh-huh.
Almost fell asleep on the pillow.
All right.
She is a sweet lady. I actually want to get that soundtrack. It looks like it's going to be a good one.
Soundtrack is great. The music that she's put together, I mean, always is wonderful. I think she co-wrote some of the stuff, but the movie, I'm going to skip the movie. But it's
Dumplin'.
Netflix, so if you want to watch it, you know, no harm, no foul.
We always appreciate the free options, especially when the ones in the theaters aren't that great. So.
Yeah, I would be a bad critic if I was like, you know, it's not very good, so just sneak in. Just sneak into the... I'm kidding, anyone listening. Do not do that.
Don't do that. You'll be an accessory to the crime, Cecily.
Don't do it. That's the only thing I have to tell you not to do. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.